إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worship of Allah and his final messenger. Ibadallah, the blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with are many. So our Islam is a ni'mah, it's a blessing. And guidance is a blessing. Otherwise, how many people do we see around us who are upon misguidance? And upon al-kufr, at-tawheed ni'mah. Tawheed is a blessing. Otherwise, how many people around us do we see who are worshipping partners besides Allah? Some who worship idols, others worship stones, graves, and even animals. The sunnah is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has guided a person to following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Otherwise, how many people do we see around us upon bid'ah, doing many actions, thinking they are goodness? However, all of these actions are rejected because it is a bid'ah. And also, al-istiqamah is a ni'mah. And the meaning of istiqamah is being upright upon al-Islam, being firm upon Islam, practicing Islam as we have been ordered to do so. This is also ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you see around you many people who are not practicing Islam and they profess to be Muslims. And Allah has guided you to be upright upon al-Islam. This is a ni'mah. Allah said regarding those people who don't have al-istiqamah, He said, فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى. Neither does he pray, and neither does he give in charity. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. But he disbelieves, he rejects, and he turns away. ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ يَتَمَطَّى. And then he goes to his family members, he goes to his friends, in pride and arrogance. Allah said, أَوْلَى لَكَ فَأَوْلَى. Woe be to you. And once again, woe be to you. And then he said, ثُمَّ أَوْلَى لَكَ أَوْلَى. And once again, woe be to you. Then Allah mentions, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يُتْرَكْ سُدَى. Does a person think that he will be left neglected? That he will not return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That he will not be questioned about his Islam which he is professing? So these matters which I have mentioned, these are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Greater than any other blessing that Allah has made you from the people of At-Tawheed, the people of Islam, the people of guidance, the people of Istiqamah, the people who practice their religion and are firm and upright upon their religion. And that's why a Muslim whom Allah has guided him to these blessings, he should always appreciate and contemplate. He looks around him and he sees a society in which there is a lack of iman, a lack of haya, a lack of taqwa, and Allah has guided you to a taqwa, iman and haya, you have to appreciate this blessing and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they think that this religion of Islam, it is a burden upon them. Or this religion of Islam is something to be embarrassed about. Rather, Islam is something we should be honored with. And it is something which Allah has made easy for us. And if the people of falsehood are proud upon their falsehood, and they are proud to show their falsehood and practice their falsehood, then why is it that the people of truth, the people of Iman and Tawheed, why should they be embarrassed about the truth? Why should they not practice the truth and be firm upon Al-Islam? Because this Islam, this Tawheed, this Istiqamah, being upright upon Al-Islam, this leads to the happiness of this life and the Akhirah. It leads to paradise. And as for falsehood and neglecting Allah, it only leads to sadness. It only leads to despair in the hereafter. And for this reason, every person whom Allah has blessed with these blessings should always appreciate this. You see a person who has rejected Islam, thank Allah that Allah has guided you to Islam. You see a person worshipping a cow or an idol or a grave or a saint, thank Allah that He has guided you to Al-Islam. You see a person upon innovations, opposing the methodology of the Salaf, thank Allah and appreciate the fact that He has guided you to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said, فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَدْعُوا. So call to this. وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. And be firm and upright as you have been ordered. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And don't follow their desires. وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ. And say, I have iman in Allah and that which He has revealed from the book. وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. And say, I've been ordered to be just between us and between you. Allahu Rabbuna wa Rabbukum. And say, Allah is our Lord and your Lord. Lana a'maluna wa lakum a'malukum. And say, for us are our actions, and for you are your actions. La hujjata baynana wa baynakum. And say, there's no dispute between us and you. Meaning there's no personal grudge between us and you. It is only a matter of the religion. Allahu yajma'u baynana. And say, Allah will bring us together. Wa ilayhi al-masir. And say, to Allah we will return. This ayah, my brothers and sisters, is a unique ayah. The Mufassirun mentioned, Ibn Kathir mentions, that this ayah is a unique ayah, because within this single ayah there are almost 10 different ayat. Within one single ayah, it's as if there are 10 different ayat. There are 10 different independent admonishments within a single ayah. And this ayah is unique to any other ayah. The first admonishment within this ayah, Allah said, فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَدْعُ. To this call, call the people. Meaning call the people to the message of Tawheed. Call the people to the message of Al-Iman and Al-Islam. Because this is the same message which was given to every single messenger, from Nuh alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَدْعُوا. So call to this message, just as the previous prophets and messengers, they called to this message. Second admonishment, وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. And be firm and be upright as you have been ordered to do so. Practice this Islam as you have been ordered to do so. Meaning Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, istaqim anta ya Muhammad, that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, be upright and firm upon this religion. And your followers who claim to follow you and they profess their love of you, they should also be upright upon this religion. Third admonishment, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And don't follow the desires of the mushrikun, the desires of those who reject the message of Islam. Fourth admonishment, وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ. And say, I believe in that which Allah has revealed from the book, i.e. the Quran and every other divine scripture before it. Fifth admonishment, وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. And say to them that we have been ordered to treat you with injustice. Sixth Allahu Rabbuna wa Rabbukum. Say to them, Allah is our Lord and Allah is your Lord. We have accepted Allah as our Lord voluntarily. And Allah is your Lord whether you accept or you reject. But Allah is your Lord. Seventh, Lana a'maluna wa lakum a'malukum. For us are our actions, our deeds, our tawheed, our Islam, our religion. And for you and upon you and against you is your own actions and your kufr. La hujjata baynana wa baynakum. Eighth, say there is no dispute between us and you. Between the people of Islam and the people of kufr, there is no personal dispute. There is no personal grudge. It is a matter of at-tawheed, a matter of al-Islam. Ninth, Allahu yajma'u baynana, that Allah will bring us together. Meaning, in this world, people are accepting and rejecting the message of Allah. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will bring everybody together. And then He will judge between them upon justice. Tenth, wa ilayhi al-masir, and to Him is the return. Ayyuhal Muslimun, a man from the companions came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his name was Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi. And he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for an advice. He wanted a concise yet comprehensive advice. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا غَيْرَكَ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me something in Islam that I don't need to ask anybody after you. Whatever advice you're going to give me, it should be concise and comprehensive. So I can understand, I can implement. I don't have to ask the other people regarding it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said only a few words. He said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. He said, say, I have iman in Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. And then be upright. Be firm. Practice your religion. Practice Islam. Practice this iman. Contemplate this admonishment of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for this companion who was concerned about his own self. He wanted advice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him only 4 or 5 words. Yet these words are jawami' al-kalim, profound words, deep words, concise yet comprehensive. And he advised him with 2 things. He advised him with something which relates to his heart, and then he advised him with something which relates to his limbs, his actions. He said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, I have iman in Allah. Meaning, have iman in your heart, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be upon tawheed. Have taqwa in your heart. Then he said, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. And also be upright upon your limbs. Fulfill the obligations. Fulfill this iman. And this is what our religion is based on. All of our religion, it covers internal actions and apparent actions. It covers the aspect of the heart, and this is saying iman in Allah in the heart. And it covers the actions on the limbs, and that is practicing the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both of these things are linked. A person cannot say, I have iman in Allah in his heart, and yet there's no actions. His limbs go against his iman. This isn't possible. Both of these things have to come together. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Have iman in Allah in your heart. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. And then be upright and do the correct actions. So it isn't enough for a Muslim to profess iman upon his tongue or believe it in his heart. This isn't Islam. Rather, there has to also be actions upon the limb. And this is meaning of al-istiqamah. Being upright, being firm, and practicing the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not say to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, I have iman in Allah, full stop. He said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Have iman in Allah, and then be upright, and practice, and be firm upon this iman. So this istiqamah, it is being firm upon the religion of Allah. It is following the straight path. It is not deviating and following the desires and the innovations. Al-istiqamah, it is respecting the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling His commandments. Al-istiqamah is staying away from those things which Allah has made haram. Al-istiqamah is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of the Prophet in how he worshipped him. Al-istiqamah is perhaps falling into sins, making mistakes, but making istighfar and making a tawbah, returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-istiqamah, it is righteous actions. It is ikhlas, sincerity in intention. It is love of Allah and fear of Allah. Istiqamah is being firm upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, exalting it, respecting it, spreading it, hating innovations, warning against innovations. Al-istiqamah is loving Allah, loving His Messenger, loving the companions, loving the Muslims. Al-istiqamah is noble manners and lofty morals, not arrogance and belittling other people. Ikhwati fillah. We don't have in Islam two types of Muslims. We don't have in Islam a practicing Muslim and a non-practicing Muslim. This has come from the Christians. There are some who are practicing Christians, and there are those who are Christians who profess the faith but they don't practice. In Islam, there is only a Muslim. And a Muslim has to be a practicing Muslim. There is no such thing as a non-practicing Muslim. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Have iman in Allah and then practice your religion. And Allah said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. O people of iman, enter into Islam kafatan, completely. Meaning not only La ilaha illallah, but then you have to practice the religion of Allah. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطَوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow the footsteps of a shaitan. So every person has to look at themselves. Are you practicing the religion of Allah? Are you upright upon the religion of Allah? Have you really entered into the religion of Allah? Or is it merely a statement? So a Muslim is not somebody who is merely born a Muslim, or born into a Muslim family, or somebody who has a Muslim father. A Muslim is not a person who has married a Muslim woman. A Muslim is not somebody who eats a particular type of food or wears cultural clothes. This is not Islam. This is not al-istiqamah. Rather, Islam and istiqamah is iman in the heart and then practicing the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Following the sunnah, staying away from innovations, having taqwa, fulfilling the wajibat, staying away from the haram, making tawbah for your sins, seeking forgiveness for your sins, learning about al-Islam. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ. Be firm, have iman in Allah, and then have istiqamah. Practice your religion. Be firm upon your religion. So if your state is one in which throughout the week there is no salah, your only salah in the 7 days is from one jum'ah to the other jum'ah, do you have istiqamah? Are you practicing Islam? Are you really a Muslim? If you never enter into the masjid, except from one Friday to the next Friday, have you really entered into Islam? Is this really istiqamah? Are you really practicing the religion of Allah? Are you a practicing Muslim? That the only time you see the masjid is Friday to a Friday and nothing in between? If you have no righteous actions, no fasting, no sadaqah, no siyam, is this istiqamah? Are you practicing? Have you really fulfilled al-Islam? If you're falling into sin after sin after sin, and there's no regret, there's no remorse in your heart, there's no tawbah, there's no istighfar, is this Islam? Is this al-istiqamah? Look at your clothing. If you're wearing the clothing which is against the guidelines of Islam, men or women, is this Islam? Is this istiqamah? If you know nothing about your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know nothing about the companions, you don't feel a closeness to the companions of the Prophet, in fact you don't know your own Lord, you don't have any connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Is this Islam? Is this istiqama? Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. O people of Iman, enter into Islam completely. Not just in your heart or upon your tongue, but your actions as well. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, إخوة الإسلام, all of you will have heard today in the early morning the attacks which took place in Christchurch in New Zealand in Masjid An-Nur and another masjid, in which 50 of our Muslims were killed and many more injured. May Allah accept them as shuhada. And as Muslims living in the West, there are certain guidelines in how we deal with these types of instances, how we react to this type of news. And the first point to make is that as Muslims living here, we shouldn't exaggerate the problem, or we shouldn't extend the problem. Meaning, this attack which took place, this was an individual incident. And there are tens of millions of Muslims who live in the West, in Europe, America, Australia. And alhamdulillah, we live here in peace, safety and security. The laws, they look after us. And generally speaking, the public, they deal with us in a good way. Falhamdulillah. So we shouldn't exaggerate this problem as if this is now every single non-Muslim is an enemy to us. And every Muslim, non-Muslim country is fighting against us. Rather, we should understand this problem within the context. That it is an incident which happened, and it is an individual incident. And in fact, the authorities in New Zealand, they've started taking action, they're protecting the Muslims. So you praise Allah that He has placed you in a place and a country in which there's safety and security. Also, we have to have patience and dua. And rely upon Allah. And that we should bear the difficulties which come in the way of Allah. So contemplate the difficulties and the troubles that the Prophet ﷺ went through. And his followers. That they were killed and tortured and punished. However, all of these troubles, they only increase them in their patience. In their iman. In their istiqamah. How firm they were upon al-Islam. And even contemplate now. Think about the Muslims in Burma, in East Turkestan, in Kashmir, in other countries. The punishment, the difficulty, the killing which they are going through. So we don't exaggerate the problem. We understand the problem within the context. An individual incident which was committed by criminals. And this isn't the general state of affairs. We live with the non-Muslims, alhamdulillah. In safety and security and peace. And this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, we have to be vigilant and careful of copycat killers. That now that somebody has seen what's happened there, they might also do the same. So in these days, the masajid, we have to be vigilant. Regarding our sisters, we have to be very careful. The sisters who are wearing hijab, jilbab, niqab, they're walking with their children. We have to be careful. Also, we shouldn't try to increase in this emotional rhetoric as if it's a type of jihad against the non-Muslims. Neither should we feel a sense of defeat or pessimism or feel as we are downtrodden, because this is exactly what the right-wing extremists want. This is what they want. So they try to manipulate this situation and the media against the Muslims. They try to isolate the Muslims. No, we carry on. We have optimism. We call the people. We deal with the people. We're good with the non-Muslims. We give them da'wah to al-Islam. We be part of the community in terms of helping them and showing them al-Islam. And also, from the guidelines is, we have to forgive. And we have to pardon. And we have to tolerate these troubles. And this is important. We shouldn't think that Islam is revenge and killing. And as soon as anything happens, we have to react straight to it. This is not al-Islam. Rather, Islam is pardoning and forgiving, overlooking, being patient, bearing the troubles and the difficulties like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And this is what Allah orders in the Quran. Allah said in the Quran many ayat, He said, فَعْفُوا وَصْفَحُوا, forgive and pardon, tolerate, overlook, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ, until Allah comes with His command. Allah said, فَعْفُوا عَنْهُمْ وَصْفَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, pardon them, overlook them, and do good because Allah loves those people who do good. Allah said, فَصْفَحْ عَنْهُمْ وَقُلْ سَلَامٌ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ, pardon them, overlook them, and say, peace be upon you, verily Allah knows. And Allah said in the Quran, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, be patient, because the promise of Allah is the truth. So this is important. Do not think that Islam is always revenge and retaliation and vigilantism. Rather, Islam is a message of pardoning, forgiving, being patient, but being firm upon your Islam. Also, brothers, the same action which took place in New Zealand, it could have very easily taken place here. It could have been Nelson. It could have been another masjid. And then today we would be mourning and we would be grieving. So this is why a Muslim has to always be prepared for his meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always being firm upon al-Islam. Don't meet Allah and the last prayer you prayed was last Friday. Don't meet Allah and the last time you entered into the masjid was last Friday. Or the last time you gave your sadaqah was in last Ramadan. Always be prepared. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when that man came to him, he said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, say, I have iman in Allah, but then be upright. Practice your religion. أقول قولي هذا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَسَلَّمَ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ